谢谢王牧师。
Thank you, Pastor Wong.
我叫韩冰，我想大部分人可能认识我。
My name is Han Bing, so I think that most people know me.
大概两年前，我们全家回到了北京。
About 2 years ago, my whole family went back to Beijing.
然后去年的六月份的时间，我被查出来有那个叫 NPC， 是那个鼻咽癌。
Last June, I was diagnosed with nose cancer.
然后那个是就是第四期。
And it was at stage four.
然后可能有些人不太清楚那个就是癌的分期哈，第四期就是最晚的那一期。
And many probably some of you don't know the stage differentiation with stage four is the last stage, very late.
然后就是一开始大家可以可能想象得到，就是这个消息对我们全家而言是一个就是很devastating， 非常的就大家能明白这个意思啊，就是很不幸吧，感觉上。
And everybody understand that at the beginning, this news was such a big, horrible blow to my family.
然后当时就是我觉得就是我最先有的一些想法就是我觉得自己花太少的时间和我的家人在一起了。
The first thought I have that is that I really did not spend a lot of time with my family.
因为我原来可能工作的有一点太努力，然后也有很多很多的这种因为工作方面的一些出差啊，所以跟不管是自己的妻子、子女，还是跟父母待的时间都不够。
It's probably because of the effort and time I put in my job, and I spent too much time.Traveling in business, and therefore I wind up not spending a lot of time with my wife and my family.
然后我就又开始忧虑我的父母啊，我还有我的岳父岳母。
And later on, the second thought is I start to worry about my parents-in-law, my own parents.
对，他们都是六七十岁，我就很难想象他们怎么接受这个消息。
And they are all already in their 60s and 70s. I really do not know how they can take this.
对，然后我又开始忧虑我自己的妻子，还有我的小孩子，那时候是五岁和七岁。
And then I start to worry about my wife and my two children. One is 5, the other one is 7.
然后我从小长大就是说，有什么问题都要自己去解决。
When I was a kid, I was taught to solve my own problems.
所以我当时就会去就去这些网站啊看一下就说第四期的这种得了鼻咽癌以后存活率有多少。
And then I started to do some investigation on the online to see the survival rate of people who have a stage 4 nose cancer.
然后大家就可以想象这个看出来的结果肯定不是特别的好。
And that you know that the news was not very great.
然后我就开始觉得这个生活是不是对我太不公平了。
And then later on, after that, I believe that the life was not fair to me.
就比如说我当时走在街上的话，因为北京有很多人，我就会想为什么这件事情就发生在我的身上。
Why, when I was walking on the streets in Beijing, I was always wondering why this misfortune happened to me.
然后这所有的一切都是在我35岁以前发生的。
And all this had taken place before I was 35.
但是后来我就觉得，不好意思。
Sorry.
后来我就觉得神，真的是在我自己和我家人中间做工。
And later on, I really believe that God has done works in me and in my family.
就有很多的弟兄姐妹替我祷告，包括这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
And there are a lot of brothers and sisters who pray for me, including the brothers and sisters in this church.
然后我在北京的那个教会的那些长老会到我们家里来，然后用就像圣经上教导的一样，用那些油来膏我，然后替我祷告。
And the church that went in Beijing, the elders from that church came to my family to use oil to anoint me, just like what they did in Bible.
然后真的是在那种环境下，我觉得人能做到的除了祷告，基本上是所有的就没有什么事情自己可以去做的。
In such dreadful circumstance, all we can do is to pray.
然后我觉得当时真的就是很奇妙，我觉得神把这种非常平安的心放在了我自己的心里和我家人的心里。
It is a wonderful thing that God has put peace into my heart and into the hearts of my family.
就是大家可能很熟悉这个，就是腓立比书的第四章的六到七节。
And everybody is very familiar with the book of Philippians, chapter four, verses six to seven.
然后他就说的是，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事都借着祷告、祈求和称谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意料的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你的心怀意念。
And though that they
do not be anxious about
anything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God.And all peace of God which transcends and understanding will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
我觉得就是这么说起来可能会大家会觉得比较奇怪。
And I think that if I say in this way, you probably find it strange.
但是真的就是在我整个做治疗的过程，我觉得我们家里大部分人还是有个非常喜悦平安的心态。
A very strange in the whole process of treatment of my disease, and all my family experienced peace in their hearts.
我真觉得这种，不是这种心态不是人能够自己控制的。
And then I really feel that this kind of a state of mind is not from a human, and we can't control that.
对，所以我真觉得这是神对我的赐福，我们全家的赐福。
And I really believe that this is the blessing that comes from God.
然后可以说就是包括我，包括Linda，我的妻子，还有我的父母。当我们读圣经的时候，我觉得可能大家所看的、所掌握的和原来不太一样。
And when we, my family, my wife, my parents.When we sit down and read Bible, and then we really, truly, experience some difference.
然后在圣经上，其实神有很多很多的应许给我们。
And in the Bible, God has offered us a lot of promises.
然后耶稣当他在这个世间时候，他行了很多的神迹。
And when our Lord Jesus was alive, he has.He has done a lot of works.
比如说他在水上行走，或者他让风暴停下来。
And he orders the storm to quiet down, and he walks on water.
但是那样子的神迹，他一般就是行了两三次这样。
He did only that two or three times.
但是他医治的神迹，基本上他在这个世上的时候，他就在一直的医治身边的人。
But our Lord Jesus has healed a lot of people, sick people.
然后也在圣经上有说，哥林多后书他说神的应许不管有多少，在耶稣基督里都是是的。
And in the Bible it says that no matter how many promises of the Lord, and it will be granted. Okay.
所以真的是我觉得在那种环境下，怎么说就是圣经上的这种语言可能是，对我们最大的帮助。
In that very special situation, the Bible verses has presented us a huge help.
所以我整个过程大概一共有就是治疗的过程一共大概有五个月的时间。
The whole process of treatment took 5 months.
然后可以说有些时候是比较艰难。
I can tell you that sometimes during the process, it was really, really hard.
然后不好意思。就是在我得 cancer 之前，我觉得大家会说经历神，但是这是 我自己本身不太能够体会的一件事情。
Before the cancer, people used to say to experience God. I could not understand it very well.
但是像，我觉得神当时给我们，做的事情实在是太多了，所以我想举这个例子。
And I do know that God has done a lot for all of us.
当时因为我做那个，我做化疗的时候，我不知道大家熟悉不熟悉，化疗就是一种比较高的高能量的 X 射线，然后就会照射我这个原来有这个肿瘤的地方。
When I go through the chemotherapy, this is by radiology, I think.
Radiation.
And by radiation, the radiation X-ray has go through the affected part of my face.
所以它就是会去杀死这些癌细胞，但是对正常的细胞也会有影响。
This radiation kills not only the bad cancer cells, but it also kills the healthy cells too.
所以就是当时我有段时间，因为那个可能因为损伤的太严重，所以我的那个舌头特别的肿。
And because of the gravity of the intensity of radiation, my tongue was swollen.
可能大家比较难想，想象就是说它大到一定的地步以后，那个医生担心说会我会不能够呼吸，因为会就是会 block 我那个呼吸的一些通道。
And the swollenness has grown into such a degree that the doctor told me that it might block my respiratory vessel.
所以当时他们就说可能就会停止这个放疗。
And the doctor even suggested to stop radiation.
所以我觉得这种副作用的话，现在可能也没有这种很好的医疗手段去控制它。
All these side effects cannot be dealt with very effectively right now.
所以我们当时唯一能做的事情就是祷告。
And the only thing at that time we could do is to pray.
然后真的是很奇妙，就是我第一天去看了医生，第二天我的舌头就完全好了。
It is very, very wonderful. The first day, I went to see the doctor, and after the second day, all the swollenness has gone.
然后那个医生就非常的奇怪，他问我到底做了什么。
And the doctor was amazed, so much that he asked me what I did.
我就跟他说，就是真的除了祷告，我们什么也没有做。
I told him that except prayers, we really did not do anything.
还有就是。就是在做这个治疗的过程当中，可能身体的免疫力也会比较差。
And another thing is during the process of treatment, my immune system degraded.
所以有两次的话，我都是就是处于在这种发烧的边缘。
And twice I was in a stage of a high fever.
然后当时那个医生就跟我说过，他说发烧如果超过38度的话。他会比较担心有些 有些这种complication.
My doctor told me that if the I still have the persistent fever, it's going to cause complications.
所以如果要38度以上的话，我就马上要去那个ER去那个急诊。
If the temperature goes higher than 38 degrees centigrade.I must go to the emergency room right away.
所以大概有两次，还有三次的这个时间，就是我的体温大概有38.4或者38.5度。
Two or three times, my body temperature has reached 38.4 and 5.
然后这几次我们做的就真的就是全家在一起，马上跪下来向神祷告。
When that happens, all my family has sit down and kneel down to pray.
然后两三次都是祷告完以后，我的体温就降到38度以下。
And they work very well. And after our prayer, my temperature go down below 38.
然后其实这样的事情就是真的是发生了蛮多在我的身上。
Things like this have happened on me for many times.
我觉得自己可能是一个 心肠比较坚硬的人。
I think I'm a my heart is pretty hardened.
在这些事情发生在我自己身上之前，别人也会跟我讲一些神迹，我从来没有相信过。
You know, before this misfortune has happened to me, people told me about things like this. I never really believed them.
所以我们真是我自己和我们全家都很感激，神用这种大家看起来很痛苦的机会把我们拉得离他更近。
And I'm really very grateful to God about the fact that God used this very painful situation to bring me and my family to Him closer.
另外一个不会花的时间太长。
没。
另外一个例子，我想举的就是，我在做那个放疗的时候是会，戴上一个那个 mask， 就是戴上一个罩子。
Another example is when I do the radiation, I must wear a mask.
所以基本上就是躺在那个地方，就非常的黑暗，然后，你就听那个仪器在你的身边这么动，有那种。
It's pretty much like that. I lay down there, in a dark place, with the equipment moving, making noises around me.
所以大家可能比较难想象，就是在。放疗的晚期就躺在那地方不能动，本身也是一种比较痛苦的过程。
And you probably can imagine that when you tied up there, lie down there, and without even being able to move, it was a painful thing.
就因为有的时候会想吐啊，还有，这周围会本来就因为前段的放疗会很疼痛，然后现在你就想它要继续的去破坏那些本来就已经破坏的细胞。
And this process will cause me to vomit and some pain, and when they kill the cells.
让好，然后有一天，我躺在那地方的时候，就真的觉得，觉得耶稣，他回去，趴在我的身上，然后用他自己的身体去。折到那些射线。
One day, I felt that when I was laid down there, I really felt that Lord Jesus has used His own body to cover me, to block the rays of the radiation.
所以就是像类似的例子还有很多。
There are many many cases like this in my life.
我很感谢神，就是，在做大概五六个月的治疗，当我身体非常虚弱的时候
，And I'm really grateful to our Lord that after the 5 to 6 months treatment，
每个周末神都还给我足够的力量，去教会
，And our Lord has given me enough physical strength to go to church every weekend。
我现在。回想起来，说实话，我不太知道自己是，怎么能够做到这一点。
Right now, even I'm talking about this, I really don't know how I could achieve all this.
所以我真觉得，在人，自己，没有力量去做的时候，是神彰显他荣耀的时候。
I really believe that when we are unable to achieve or to do one anything, it is our God who exhibits His own power.
最后我想跟大家分享一下我在有本就是Streams in the Desert 荒漠甘泉
And the last thing I want to share with you about the book Stream in the Desert.
他当时就在讲当。以色列人去迦南美地的时候
when, in the book it talks about when Israelites were on their way to Canaan
当时有这些spy 这些以色列人去看这个他们要去攻占的这个地方。
And there are also some spies who want to investigate the places they're going to dwell.
然后在民数记里说，有些人回来说，但那些与他这个是应该是约书亚与他同去的说，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
And when they come back, they say that we cannot go up there to attack them because they are stronger than us.
但是那些有信心的人，就是像约书亚，他说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们因为我们能够得胜。”
But those who are who have faith, say, we must go up there to win to conquer them.
所以真的是，我觉得只要有神在我们的身边的话，没有什么不可以战胜的。
And then I really believe that as long as God is with us, there's absolutely nothing that we cannot conquer.
然后在约翰福音的第十六章。
And in Gospel, John 16, it says,
他说，在世上你们会有苦难。
And in the world, you will have sufferings.
但是你们可以放心。
But don't worry.
因为我已经战胜了这个世界。
Because I have already conquered the world.
所以就谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.